Hey guys, Nick from Gutter Tactic here, welcoming you to another episode of Channel Irk's Mad Metal Monday.
Irk FM Metal Monday starts now.
Hey, so this is Chris from Gutter Tactic, and this is Irk FM Metal Monday starts.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 38 of Irk FM Metal Monday. Irk FM Metal Monday, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Monday at 11. Hope you enjoyed last week's show, and I hope that you listened right until the very end, because if you didn't listen right until the very end, you missed some metal. Don't rely on me saying goodnight, interweb. You'll have to listen right to the end, because you never know what little treats I might have in store for people who do listen to the very end. Speaking of treats, I have some treats for you today. I continue our focus on Dead of Winter coming to Brisbane on the 14th of July. And I also preview a gig that I have coming up that I am organising myself called Irkstock. More details about that later. I think having Nick from Gutter Tactic might have been a bit of a clue there. Anywho, let's listen to our first band. This is Defamer from Brisbane, and their song is called Reign of Bile. Thanks, Mattis.
Rain of Bile.
You are listening to Irk FM Metal Monday, episode 38, and this week we feature again some artists that I'll be seeing at Dead of Winter in Brisbane on July 14, the Jubilee Hotel in Brisbane, just near Fortitude Valley. It's getting closer and closer by the week. And I featured four artists that will be appearing at Dead of Winter, including Amalekite with their song called Fall to Chaos, which you just heard. Prior to that, we heard from Bronson with their song Brothers in Arms. Prior to that, we heard from Shelfin with their song The Extent of It. And to open up the episode, we heard from Defamer with their song Reign of Bile. So let me tell you about Defamer. They don't have so far to go to get to Dead of Winter. They are a Brisbane band. They call themselves Australian Death Horde, which sounds rather cool. They bring forth their latest offering of Relentless Fury with their Summer 4 album, Decrepit Rituals. There's 8 new tracks of devastating death metal forged in the hellish heat of Brisbane, Australia. For fans of Bolt Thrower, Incarnation, Necros Christos, Morbid Angel, and more. So you can get that album from the usual downloady places, which was absolutely cool. If you want more information about any of these bands, go to the show notes, irkfmmetalmonday.com, click on the links and find out more. Interact with them on the social networks. Then, after that, we heard from Shelfin with their song The Extent of It. And Shelfin, they indeed also come to us from Brisbane. A lot of bands go on about these days about how the drummer contributes to, but they still place the person who writes all the lyrics front and centre of all promotional material, making sure that the bass is right up the back and out of focus. Stoner rock is a genre based not around smoking weed, but loud and heavy riffs that groove in a euphoric manner, entrancing the audience for 45 minute intervals. The beauty of the genre is that all band members are given equal chance to shine, as it intertwines experimentation and improvisation into otherwise standard radio pop song structures, ensuring that the listener is regularly caught off guard. So they released their first EP, 2009, Stay for Tea, and it was sold out. And then they released in 2010 their first full-length feature album called Secondhand Family. So check the usual downloading places, check on their sites first for more information, also from Brisbane. And then we heard Bronson. Bronson play metal, heavy, groovy and catchy metal, music to make your fist clench, your teeth gnarl and your head bang. They burst into prominence with the release of their debut self-titled EP in January 2010 to a packed SB Gershwin room with a powerful and professional live show that has left Melbourne's music scene talking. And now they've received airplay here on OKFM Metal Monday. They've also received national radio play on Triple J, local radio play on Triple R and PBS. And so that is rather cool. Their single Against the Odds was released in January 2011, which is awesome. And there's an album in the wings due in 2012, so keep your eyes open for that one. Then after Bronson, we heard from Amalekite. And again, these guys don't have far to go for their Dead of Winter trip. They are a metal group from Brisbane, and I'm looking forward to seeing some of the Brisbane bands, because there've been a couple that I've seen that have come down, but I haven't seen a lot of them. So if you are into your metal, your hard rock, your psychobilly, your grunge, your core, your goth, The horror theme, the zombie theme, you know, anything like that, a bit of burlesque, you can. There's a link on the show notes for Dead of Winterfest. You can get there. There's five stages, over 40 bands, one day is going to be excellent, including these guys. They were formed in the latter half of 2010. They've been turning heads and leaving venues impacted for the better. Their debut EP is called S2076, has received praise from both reviewers and fans alike, with many calling their music original, inventive and energetic. They started 2012 playing with Toxic Holocaust from the US, and then in Melbourne they played with Hobbs Angel of Death, and they have recently played Terrorfest in Darwin. And of course you'll be able to see them at Dead of Winterfest. They're doing all this while they're working on their debut album and various other projects, which is absolutely awesome. And remember this name if you're in Sydney, Erkstock, on Saturday the 11th of August 2012. I will be putting on my very first gig as Echo Romeo Kilo Entertainment, and along with Roadie Entertainment, we present six awesome bands with more announcements to come along. There's Gutter Tactic, who we'll hear from next. There's Foundry Raid, there's Empirical, there's Smoke and Mirrors, there's Hard as Nails, and there's Vanity Riot at the Valve Bar at Tempe, Saturday the 11th of August 2012. It's going to be awesome. More info coming soon. And here's Gutter Tactic. So you guys are doing roughly 45 minute sets. How do you feel when you come off stage?
Fucking wasted, bro. I'm absolutely wasted. I just went outside just before. I just like I hit the deck. I sat down, closed my eyes. I reckon I probably fell asleep for about 5 minutes. I was just like, oh, God. Nah, it's pretty intense when we get up there, you know what I mean? I want to be animated. I want to get up there, and I want to be known as a person who got up on stage. And every single time he got up on stage, he gave his fucking all, so...
So what does it mean for you to be in Gutter Tactic?
What does it mean for me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a camaraderie thing, you know what I mean? I get to play the music that I love with the boys that mean so much to me, and it's, you know, it's a real passion for all of us, and we get to make good music, and we just stem from that, so it means a lot, to be honest.
Sweet. So finally, to finish up with, and I know that we'll have a more in-depth interview down the track.
Yes,
what's your favourite Gutter Tactic song to sing?
Thrones. Absolutely. That song goes off, you know what I mean? It's so much fun. There's highs, there's ridiculous lows, there's fast bits, there's breakdowns. Oh, man. The song just goes mental, you know what I mean? So whenever I get up on Thrones, you know what I mean? That's a real kind of like a high song, you know what I mean? As soon as we finish that, all of us are completely exhausted, but we feel as though we've just absolutely killed it, you know what I mean? So...
Chris from Gutter Tactic, thanks, mate. Talk soon.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Do you love your music at 11? If you love your music at 11, tune in to IRC FM Metal Monday every Monday on Channel IRC. If you love metal, IRC FM Metal Monday brings you metal from Australia and around the world each and every Monday. Don't hate me because I'm metal. ChannelIRC.com. IRC FM Metal Monday.
Now, this track is going to be very, very interesting. It is called Evo 3 Cyber Lover Extreme Version by Grim Faith. So what do they call an extreme version of this song? You'll just have to wait and see. It's going to be very interesting, because sometimes what bands do, they release a radio-friendly version, but they also release, sometimes they call it an explicit version. Haven't really heard of a version called an extreme version, but we're about to hear one now from Grim Faith.
This is Eric from Warfaction. You're listening to IRC FM. This is Metal Monday.
metal of steel. While other bands play, we eat happy meal in the forest of minerals. The posers we kill. A metal so strong, cause a dick is so long. A dinner so long, cause a ham is so strong. You think it's my chastity belt, but they're my true metal underpants. Allegiance in Gurno, Marino e Tivoli Terme. All sisters in Pieve, Venetico e Barnovo.
We'll be right back. But you'll never see me falling.
From Los Angeles, we just heard Les Soleils with their song called 88, keeping the number thing happening. Before that, we heard from Circle 7 with their song See Me Falling. Prior to that, we heard from Kamikaze Kings with their song Boys and Men. Prior to that, from last week's episode, we heard Nanowar. And I love their stuff, so I thought I'd play another song of theirs, this time Blood of the Queens. Prior to that, we heard from Annihilation with the title track of their latest album, Decimation. And to open up that set, we heard from Gutter Tactic, who will be appearing at Erkstock in August at the Valve Bar at Tempe in Sydney. I'm waiting to hear, I'm hoping to hear, and I would like to hear some new stuff from Gutter Tactic. They've been off the gigging scene recently, writing and working on some new material, which is awesome. Now they're getting back into the swing of gigging, and Erkstock is a great chance to come and see them. If you want to hear more about Gutter Tactic, you can go back actually
to Irk FM Metal Monday episode 21, where I spoke with Nick and also Chris there. So that was rather cool. That'll give you a bit more of a history about Gutter Tactic. Anywho, let me tell you a little bit about Annihilation. Annihilation's debut album is called Decimation, and you heard the title track there. Now, Annihilation come to us from Australia, which is absolutely awesome. More Australian metal, which is awesome. They were originally formed in 2003 under the name of Creepy Crawl. In 2004, they started writing new songs and playing house parties. In 2007, they played a few big gigs around the Latrobe Valley and in Melbourne. And so they have had some lineup changes, but their first full-length debut album is out now in 2012 with their original lineup. And so they say that where metal is becoming mainstream and fake, they stay true to the roots with heavy grooves that will have you headbanging like it's 1986. Some of their influences include Black Sabbath, Pantera, Cannibal Corpse, and more. So that is Annihilation. You can get their debut album from Bandcamp, which is cool. We also heard from Kamikaze Kings. They are from Berlin in Germany. They are almost about to release an album. The song that you heard, Boys and Men, was the first single from the album, which is coming out in August. That will be called The Law. The single is now available at all the usual downloady places. And so you can also hear another track, The Dream Is Dead, as a bonus track. So they're from Berlin in Germany. And they go hard. You heard an example of how they actually go in that particular song. Again, if you want to know more about them, you can go to the show notes. They sort of remind me, they've got, I don't know, it's very hard to tell from the website who they sort of remind me of. But they do have a very metal look, which of course is very, very important. No use being a metal band if you don't look like a metal band. After Kamikaze, more about the Kamikaze Kings. They've been working on this new album for a while. It's their long-awaited debut album, which is absolutely cool. They formed in 2009. They've seen some stormy years where other bands wouldn't have survived intact, and so from that point of view, their upcoming album, The Law, has gone through a long process. Circle 7. Let me tell you a little bit about Circle 7. They are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They are a 5-piece with lots of guitars, bass and drums and percussion. They were formed in April 2009. And so they've been around for some time now. They had a performance in December 2009 at a county jam for toys. One of their band members actually made a statement on local radio about Kurt Cobain and Nirvana that actually had them taken off the air. Soon after that, the guy took leave from the band, leaving the future of the band uncertain. So they've had more lineup changes, people in, people out, and then the current lineup was formed after a few changes. Their first release was a 6-track EP called Unplugged and Unattached, and their single release was See Me Falling. Now, interesting that these guys mention Kurt Cobain in their bio. I saw a tweet the other day where someone says that Justin Bieber is bigger than Nirvana and Kurt Cobain because Justin Bieber has the biggest amount of followers on Twitter. Now, you can debate the merits of the music or whatever, but if it wasn't for bands like Nirvana, I don't think I'd be here talking to you right at the moment, because it was bands such as Nirvana that really got me interested in this scene. Bands such as Nirvana, Soundgarden, Guns N' Roses, Metallica, and all of those sort of guys. So it's a bit like comparing pineapples and oranges, really, when, you know, Twitter wasn't around. I didn't even have a computer when I first heard Nirvana back in 1994-95, so, a lot's changed. Of course, it was totally ironic that Kurt Cobain sung that he didn't have a gun, and yes, he did. Anywho, our last band in that set was called Les LA. They are heavy metal from Los Angeles. So they initially started a band called Whirlwind. They have resurrected new songs from the cryptic vault in Rooted out of the streets of East Los Angeles, adding new elements of modern with old school metal and acquiring a new vocal aggressive progression to a band that was left for dead. Their influences include Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Motorhead, Kiss, and UFO. Now, our last band come to us from Chicago. They're called Jack Scratch. They were an early 90s Chicago rock band. Now, after 20 years, they are back with a new CD that you can actually get at CD Baby and some of the other usual downloady places. So they are back after 20 years. You can get the album at the usual downloady places. So to finish up the episode, we are going to hear from Jack Scratch. And considering that this album's been, you know, 20 years in the making and they're back, we are going to feature this song called So Far From Home. And then after this, I'll be back to wrap things up on IRC FM Metal Monday.
Thank you.
This week's episode of Irk FM, episode 38, I have told you about Irkstock, and it won't be the first time that you're hearing about Irkstock, and it won't be the last. The 11th of August 2012, celebrating my birthday. It's not a milestone birthday or anything by any stretch of the imagination, but I thought, well, considering all the gigs that I've been to and all the bands that I've seen, I thought it was about time that I actually put on my own gig. Some of you might have remembered Woodstock, of course, but the name didn't come from Woodstock. It actually came from Wayne's World 2, where Wayne and Garth have a dream about putting on a rock concert. Wayne in particular, he gets visited in a dream by Jim Morrison and a naked Native American. And so they basically put on this rock concert based on a dream that they had, and of course I love Wayne's World and Wayne's World 2, and so I thought, I'm going to put on a concert, you know, why not just call it Irkstock and just see what happens. So it's going to be at the Valve Bar, which is absolutely awesome. You heard Gutter Tactic there, and I'll be playing the tracks, or some tracks, from some of the other bands in coming weeks to give you a taste of what you're in for. There's more announcements coming. There's going to be hopefully a lot of people there, and I encourage anyone in Sydney to come along, check out some of the music. I've got the rock guys first, so if you don't like metal, and if you don't like metal, you probably wouldn't be listening to this show. A lot of my friends aren't into metal, so I'm putting rock first, and then they can hang around, watch the rock. They might want to stay and watch the metal. Depends if they get scared off by Clown Boy or not first, I don't know. And then as the night gets older and I get older, the music gets harder. So tickets are $10, available at the door at the Valve on the night. There's going to be some absolutely awesome people there, both on stage and off. And it's just going to be a great night. Come and listen to some good music, chill out. There's a bistro on site, and also Harry's Cafe de Wheels next door. And we're going to have an absolutely awesome time with bands such as Gutter Tactic, Foundry Road, Empirical, Smoke and Mirrors, Hard as Nails, and Vanity Riots. Anywho, on this episode, we have had music supplied directly by the artist. Thank you to the various people who have supplied me with music this week. And also our music suppliers, Jamendo Airplay Direct. Music on this episode is played with the direct permission of the artist or under agreements with various music content providers. The music on this episode and the episode itself is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. However, the rights to the music remains with the original rights holder. Check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. On this episode, we heard from Defamer, Shelfin, Bronson, Malachite, Annihilation, Gutter Tactic, Nanowar, Kamikaze King, Circle 7, Lace LA, and Jack Scratch. I'm Eric.
Don't hate me because I'm metal, bitches.
And I'll see you next week for Eric FM Metal Monday, episode 39, erkfmmetalmonday.com. Good night, Interweb, and thank you, Modus.